It's officially spring. It's April, and today is one of my most favorite days of the year. Not April 1st, per se, but when the first of the month starts on a Monday, it is just the universe's way of telling us to hit that reset button. It's a new month, a new week, a fresh start. And hopefully you listened to last week's goal resetting episode and you are ready to hit the ground running today. I know I am. And one of my goals this year is to finish decluttering my house and organizing all my storage areas, even though I know you're never really done organizing because there's always stuff coming in. You just got to make sure that when it's coming in, it has a place to go. And when you have something else coming in, something's got to go out, keeping that equilibrium. So this month, I'll be doing a couple of episodes on decluttering and organizing, which brings us to today's quote. The state of your home is a reflection of the state of your mind, by Karen Kingston. Welcome to Mom Wife Career Life's weekly empowering episode of Monday's Motivational Mindset. And you know what that means. It's time to kickstart your week with a boost of inspiration, positivity, and a full lot of motivation. Working moms, I get it. Mondays can be tough. We all know that. But they're also a chance for a fresh start, a new opportunity, and the perfect day to set the tone for a successful week ahead. I'm Carrie Pat, your host and fellow working mom. Every week, I'll be sharing a motivational quote and we'll break it down, share stories, and uncover the wisdom it holds for our unique journey as working moms. So whether you're getting ready for work, making those school lunches, or just enjoying a quiet moment alone, let's dive into this week's dose of motivation. Let's make this Monday count. Today's quote is, "The state of your home is a reflection of the state of your mind," by Karen Kingston. I first heard a friend say this quote and it completely resonated with me, but flipped around. That the state of my mind is a reflection of the state of my home. It's like what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Either way, if I walk into a room and it's filled with clutter, piles of stuff, toys everywhere, laundry piles, some dirty, some clean. If I walk into my kitchen and there's stuff all over the counter, I am not able to relax. If I try to, then I'm immediately distracted by all the crap around me. So then my head starts getting cluttered with thoughts of, I have to clean the house, I need to get rid of stuff, I need to organize, but where am I gonna put it all? And then my head starts going into getting new furniture that has storage. And then I start thinking about my kitchen and how I have no storage. And then I start to immediately daydream about gutting my kitchen and remodeling it, but realize that's never going to happen. So then my head jumps to my basement and how if I could just get it all cleaned out and painted, I can move some of my kitchen stuff down to the bottom of the stairs and it'll help get the clutter out of my kitchen. And that rabbit hole continues until someone or something snaps me out of it. Not a relaxing state of mind at all. But if I go into a room and it's all tidy, clean, nice and neat, no clutter, it's so much nicer to just sit down, relax, enjoy the space, and just feel like I can breathe. On the flip side, it may be what's in your head that is affecting your ability to keep your house tidy and decluttered. And it's reflecting the stress and overwhelm of having a million things in your head, so much on your plate that it's hard to keep up with the house. It's hard to find time or even know where to start. So because you can't get your head and your mind in order, you can't get your house in order. And some people are able to just sit in the untidiness and the clutter. When I had three littles, a five-year-old, a three-year-old, and an infant, when Michael was asleep in his chair but the girls were up, I could sit in that clutter for a bit with no issues as long as that clutter was occupying the girls and giving me a moment of peace to just sit there and not have to tend to something or someone, I would be totally okay with it. And moms of littles, you do get a huge pass. This is just a season and you will miss having all of those toys around you one day. I promise. Ask any mom who doesn't have littles anymore. I miss it. But the state of your house is either affecting your mental health or your mental health is affecting the state of your house. And this goes beyond just clutter and organization stuff. This applies to your schedules, your activities, but for today, we are sticking with the material stuff. Cleaning and decluttering your home can have such a positive effect on your mental health. It can reduce stress, improve focus, and just put you in a better mood. Just look at my example of how seeing the stuff on the table in my family room led me to remodeling my kitchen, and all I wanted to do was go sit down and enjoy a cup of coffee. So my challenge for you this week, mamas, is to take some time to walk through your house, room by room. You can even have a notebook with you and journal about it. Pick the room that you feel causes your mind to race the most. Write down what it is in that room or what about that room that's causing your mind to go all over the place. Maybe kids' toys are everywhere, and even if you tidy the room, it's still so cluttered because you don't have space for all those toys, so they just get all lined up against the wall, stuck in crevices, piled on top of each other. I just got a flashback of my old living room. Or your kitchen counters are just filled with stuff because you don't have a pantry or a lot of cabinet space. Now take some time to really think about what you could do to tidy that space. What can you remove from the space to make it less cluttered? What can you add to that space to help organize it? And then commit to making that change this month as we work through our spring cleaning theme. And be realistic. Even if you have the money to add built-ins or gut and remodel your kitchen, that's a longer-term goal. We are looking for that quick win, maybe running to Target to purchase some bins, ordering a few drawer organizers on Amazon. And by committing, that means open up that calendar and find a day you don't have anything going on and block time to tackle it. And I want to help keep you accountable. So head on over to our free Facebook community. Just search up Work-Life Balance for Working Moms and let us know what room you picked and what you're going to do to make it a more calming environment for your mind. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.
Here you go. If you found this podcast helpful, I would be so grateful if you would take a minute, go on over to iTunes, and leave me a review. If you have other stressed out mamas in your life that you feel this podcast could help, take a screenshot of this episode, post it in your Instagram stories and tag me, and let them know that they are not alone and they can create balance in their life too. If there is a topic you'd like me to cover or you just want to connect, DM me on Instagram at mom.wife.career.life or come on over and hang out with us in our Facebook community. Sending you so much love and light until next time on Mom Wife Career Life with Carrie Pat.